Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, March 29th, 2021, and this is Boxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Magnificent Monday to you. Yeah, and if it isn't feeling so magnificent yet, well, hold on to the thought of it being magnificent and say, my day will be, is, shall be magnificent. Yeah, say it like that. Just like that. You know, I ran into a store clerk yesterday and some crazy error technicality was happening with her register, in which she spoke every complaining thing she could think of about just came out of her mouth. And I had to resist all of my positive thinking temptations to say something. Yeah, I really did. Why? Because I knew, I could tell, she was just the kind of person that would respond by saying something negative to whatever I said, and I was already dodging and batting away that negative energy as it was. So I said nothing, no thing that might perpetuate any more negative words or energy, but I was thinking, stuff happens, lady, and it's not your fault. Get it off your shoulders, and, you know, that's what we have to do. You know, they say thoughts are things, and so I hope that the thing I was thinking may have reached her a different way by my eye contact or my patience or something. But Lord knows she was really in a bad way. Anyway, folks, dare to think some magnificence into your day today. Dare to do it. I dare you, I dare you, I dare you to make your day magnificent. Well, I surely have some for you. My guest today is truly magnificent at what she does. She has lived her life, whole life, helping people in her work, in her communities, through charitable giving of money and time. She helps people, entrepreneurs, businesses, corporations succeed, especially where most of them consider it most important. You know where that is, right? That's on the bottom line. She is known and respected, acclaimed as the queen of communication among her peers and her clientele. Well, because she is a queen, and she is definitely a phenomenal master at communicating. She is Jean McDonald, author and businesswoman extraordinaire, and you can put like 10 underlines into that extraordinaire. She's in my Foxology spotlight today, and I'm so delighted to have her. Welcome, Jean.
Well, thank you, Silver Ray. That was wonderful. Yeah, I'm blushing. I'm so honored to be on the call today.
Well, thank you. You know, my guests often say that back to me, but I won't tell anything but the truth about people, so just so you know. You are all of that and then some, for sure. For sure. I know this. So I'm glad to have you. Thank you for carving out some time to talk with me and my audience today. I know that what you have to share will take people to a whole other level if they keep their ears open to what you are wanting to convey to them. But before we do that, you know, I have a phenomenal link to your bio, and people can see all of what you are, what you do, and why you do it right there. But I just would like for you to share a little bit of the backdrop, because you have traveled some extraordinary, as I said, roads to success, and always been successful at the things you've put your heart and hands into. So you want to just take us through a short journey of that up to where we are now, and I'm going to ask you some questions about how we can help people be more fascinating in their communication. You're going to lead that, of course. But tell us a little about your journey.
Well, my journey started right out of high school, going to college, but didn't finish. And I went to an insurance agency for a job, and I ended up making the coffee, cleaning the toilets, and just learning the business. And I was so enthused about what this business was all about. I wanted to do more. And sales mm-hmm. have always been my forte. And so I wanted to sell insurance, but of course, you know, you have to learn the ropes. I became a junior underwriter. I worked for an insurance company. And then the lane changed, and I was looking for a job in an agency where I could sell commercial insurance. It just intrigued me with all the facets of manufacturing, trucking, restaurants. So I went to this gentleman, and he said, so you want to sell insurance? I'll give you $300 a week. You've got 3 months to make it, and there are two keys to success. And he said, those two keys are, first, you need to get your knees bloody. You need to get out there and really make it happen. You need to learn the trade, take care of the customers, and learn to build relationships. He said that second key to success won't show up for many, many years. And he was so right, because it didn't show up till later in my life. And that second key to success was putting it forward, helping others, really changing lanes with being more of a mentor than in sales. And I learned so much from him. And I'll never forget, as I was ready to leave and he said he would hire me, he said, so what do you think? And I said, will you take me with you so I can learn? And he said, nobody ever asked me that. And needless to say, over the years I worked for him, which was 8 years, I grew to be one of his top agents in the agency, watching, listening, and always developing those relationships like he taught me. So that was the beginning of one career, and it turned into then owning my own insurance agency and retiring at about 48 due to many different changes in my life. It was a great run in the insurance business. I retired. I sold my agency, and I needed to find some joy. And I met a gal at a chamber meeting, and she offered me the Mary Kay opportunity. And needless to say, I got involved, and I grew that business with many pink Cadillacs and some wonderful women all over the country, many of them which I still stay in touch with. But the leadership in that company, the communication, and the relationship building just gave me so much to fill my cup. As I moved from Mary Kay and retired, I decided to start my consulting business and got involved with a communication product. And this has been such a wonderful tool to help people understand their communication brand, what makes them different and what they do best, to be able to give them strategy and give them a really cutting-edge way of doing business to outsmart their competition. So that's kind of my journey in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, I've met wonderful women like you. So it has been undeniably one of the best journeys and things that I've ever done in my life.
Well, it shows in everything you do too, Jean, and thank you for what you said about me. I would like to have you just reflect on a couple of important words, because to climb the ladder, whether you're switching gears or whatever the case may be, can you tell me in your own description about your determination to succeed? I love the fact that you considered most all of this a development process of sorts. But one of the things, one of the reasons I'm asking you that is because I was talking to my daughter about this the other day. People seem to want a short circuit and make shortcuts and things to that great success that they'd like to become. And maybe that can happen sometimes. Maybe you know that overnight success thing, or you know they say it takes 20 years to become an overnight success. But can you just reflect on the key factors within your determination that kept you moving forward?
I think one of the things was all the wonderful people I've met along the way that were so encouraging. I've always learned, no matter what age, you need to be educated in different ways, and you need to be open. We don't know it all. I think reading, learning, I'm always reading something that's going to help the growth of my business or help the growth of my clients' businesses. Along the way, I got involved with Toastmasters. 23 years I've been involved with this organization. In the beginning, it was to build my confidence, my self-esteem, to help me learn some tools on how to run a business, run a myself, not a business, but just how to speak, how to run a meeting, how to have an agenda, some wonderful tools. Along with that, meeting different people that weren't negative but were positive and giving me their thoughts, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. And needless to say, I took a lot of wrong turns. I've made a lot of mistakes, but I have learned from those mistakes to then leverage it to the next business. It has been a journey of, like you said, determination. But that determination came with a positive, reinforcing attitude, even when things were at their worst. And we all have things in our life that bring us down and things that happen. But where can we find that silver lining beyond that thing that's happening to us? You know, we're either going to go through something, we're going through it, or we're coming out of it. But I meet so many young people today that seem to know it all. And I say that because the companies I work with, sometimes the younger people, oh, I knew that. Oh, yes, I know how to do that. Oh, I don't need to do this. And one of the things I learned very early on through that individual who gave me this first job was he said, you have to listen. You have to hear what other people have to say. You may not like what they have to say, but need to be open and work towards what you want to do better. So it's been a journey, and I love it, and every day I'm learning something. Right now I'm in the midst of helping a client with a new contact manager. Well, I'm learning this program so I can help her to master it. And this is, I think, something I've learned along the way is the reading and the learning and all the things I can do to expand myself to help others.
Yes, that should never stop. And I'm glad that you reflected on it the way that you have, because, you know, you want deep pockets, you got to do some deep stuff. And so I think it's important for people to understand that the most successful people, they put in the work, and they, you know, they're fortunately doing things that they love, but they put in the work, and they're putting in the work daily. They're putting in the work all day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one thing to try to just know a hustle. Some things you can, you know, maybe you're selling hot dogs, you know, on the beach during the summer or something, you know, still that requires some business savvy, but you know, other things that we try to do, it requires some depth, daily, you know, getting into yourself and what you're trying to understand about the processes, learning from others, growing from others, getting people to mentor you and not being the know-it-all, because those of you that think you know it all, there's no such thing. So keep your mind open. Keep your keep yourself open to expansion, even to things that, you know, may not be on your I'm really interested in this list. You may find yourself just learning, you know, little bits and pieces and knowing a lot of the things, a little bit about a lot of things, and that makes you even a more savvy person. So thank you, Jean, for that. I want to shift gears and talk about how we're going to make people more fascinating. That they are going to have solutions to other people's needs. So let's talk about that now. I know that it's a program, and I know it's offered by you as one of your mentoring programs and programs that help people succeed. So tell us about it.
Well, I found this product about 7 years ago. It was developed by a woman by the name of Sally Hogshead, and she is a branding genius. She's probably in the top 5 or 10 in the world. She's worked with Mini Cooper and Nike and many, many brands across the world. When she worked with companies, and they would come to her and say, this is what I want to do. This is what makes us different. This is what we do best. And they may be standing there with the car, and they say, this is what makes us different. Look at this car, and this is what we do best. And she had to come up with the advertising for it. Well, in working with all these companies, she realized it wasn't the product. It was the people behind it. So she developed with the Kelton Group, who the design assessments, this assessment called How to Fascinate. And it is a communication brand. Unlike when you're dealing with DISC or Myers-Briggs or StrengthsFinders, that's the psychology of the you. And you might say, oh, I take that and I'm a high I or I'm a high D or whatever. But what's really nice about this product, it identifies what makes you different and what you do best. And it's driven by your brand. And I love when somebody takes this that they feel like I know them so well. It's all of 7 minutes and 28 questions, but the way it helps you understand how the consumer will respond to a message and predicting how others will respond to your messages. So using this assessment has helped me to help an entrepreneur to write their LinkedIn, help them write their bio, but also they're at a networking meeting, how to really get up there and say what they do without saying, good morning, I'm Jean McDonald and I'm a realtor. Now, if they say that, what happens? Oh, I know what she does, and they click you out. But instead, as a communication specialist, I get up and I say, I pioneer ideas with cutting-edge strategy to help individuals and teams grow and win. I didn't say I was a coach, because if I got up and said I was a coach, they'd lump me in with all the other coaches and maybe never want to have a conversation with me. So how do we set ourselves apart? And that's what Fascinate does. But also for teams, I help teams understand how they can relate to each other. That little young gal sitting in the back of the room taking notes who says nothing, maybe she's a good listener and we need to ask her questions a different way. So this tool has been so, it just lights up the room with people. That's, you know, a short answer to this, but I love this tool because I have seen people build confidence and self-esteem when they understand how they communicate and how they can take it forward, not just to take the test and put it in the drawer, But now with the repetition of understanding who they are and how they fascinate, what they can do with this to use the words that differentiates them from someone else.
And, you know, it's because, you know, so many of us feel and know, well, we've been educated, we've been working for a while, we know stuff. You know, I'm, you know, pretty much a commodity. And that thinking, is that holds a truth, of course. But what you're talking about adds the dimension and the dynamic that says, we want the rest of you all to recognize that I'm a commodity, that I can provide a service, and that it has this type of value, and this is why you should obtain it. And that is probably the dividing line, that what you're offering feels for us, because we're lacking in understanding and the perception they get when we just present ourselves as a picture or just a website or the verbiage that you just used that was, you know, not as succinct as it could be. So I think that's amazing, because creating that understanding really does help us know how to create the ways that we should reach out that will bring the effectiveness that we need.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, it's so simple to take this and understand who you are. I ask people, are you nice to have or are you a must-have?
Mm-hmm.
Now, nice to have,
I like that,
is, you know, it's nice to have a cup of coffee, a Starbucks coffee. But a must-have, do your customers consider you a nice-to-have? Are you a must-have? And when we're a must-have, that's where we add the best value to our clients or to the prospects that we want to do business with. How do you solve the problems? How can you create the opportunity? How are you communicating so they understand working with you, you're going to get an expert?
That's right. Well, can we talk about I know you say the greater parts of these pieces of the seven languages of fascination for your up close and personal and professional engagements, but can you just maybe tap on each one a little bit for us, just to give us an idea where you head to with the seven languages of fascination?
Okay, so those seven languages of fascinate are innovation, passion, power, prestige, trust, mystique, and alert. An innovative person, think about that innovative person. Now, that's my top language of communication. Now, I can tell you with innovation, I can also chase a lot of shiny objects sometimes. But that innovative person, we're visionaries. We're forward-thinking, mm-hmm. We're entrepreneurial, we're bold. And working with that innovative person can be really rewarding to help, like I feel with my innovation, I can help a lot of people see beyond what they see in their business. But I don't want them doing nine different things and catch nothing. So innovation is one of our top of the seven. Second is passion. That's a language of relationships, optimism. You know, they're warm, they're social. But also a passionate person that might be a web designer, like I have a client that way, he's not that warm social person, but he's so passionate about what he does that he's going to give you the very best product, and that's why you've hired him. That power person, which is our third in that seven, is that assertive, goal-oriented, decisive. Think of somebody that you know, purposeful. They're opinionated. But they're going to get the job done because they're seeing the goal. Then there's that prestige person. They're results-oriented. They're respected. Sometimes they want to be number one, but they're the language of excellence. And I have a nurse that I work with, and when she first took this, she said to me, "Jean, prestige, this is not me." I said, "Wait a minute, let's talk about this a little. You are that person that's so well respected. You want to get the results for your client because she takes them to the doctor. She's an advocate, patient advocate, and she takes them there and listens to the doctors, and she wants to make sure that they're getting the right information from that physician." She said, "Now I understand." So they're ambitious, and she really is, and she's results-oriented. Then there's that trust person, the stability, the dependability. They're predictable. That's my husband. Communication style is trust. And boy, we work well together because when I'm out there chasing all these shiny objects, he can help me calm it down, come back, hey, get it going, and now I can come up with a solution. Then you have that person that is mystique. They're observant, calculated, curious, and they're very, very good listeners. I worked with a top pastor who's known worldwide, and this was his stop, was mystique. And boy, we'd sit in a business meeting. I'd be working with all his people, and I would call on him at the end of the meeting. He would come up with the best solutions because he was mystique, and his second was innovation. And then there's that person that we all need in our lives who's alert. They're organized, detailed, efficient, precise. I don't know what I'd do without my assistant who keeps me looking absolutely crisp and beautiful. So those are the seven different, and we run with two that are top, and that's how this all evolves. So when we understand how to use these and navigate with them, now we become unstoppable.
So what happens with the tool of the seven languages of fascination is that there is this 28 question, a series of 28 questions that you can make the determination of which of these languages or combination of languages they are. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
So then are there people who are, did they layer over that they're more than one particular, that they possess more than one type of languaging, or do you focus on one?
We use all seven of these, but we have two that really resonate best with us. Mine is innovation, and my second is power. So I am a creative, results-oriented person. That's the way my top two advantages work. Now, I'm also very detailed. I'm also very detailed. That's my third highest. And when you take this assessment, it does an analysis of it, and it also shows you the analytics of how intense your advantages are. It gives you what you are compared to the average population. This has been given to probably close to 2 million people worldwide, and we've had some extraordinary results when you use the tool and you use it. Not just throw it in the drawer, use it again. So when I work with somebody, first of all, I take this and I go through it and analyze it, and then I send it to them physically in the mail, and then we go through a PowerPoint, I do some other things, then I re-invite them back in a couple months. But in the meantime, I help them write a bio or a 60-second And I use what we call our personality descriptors based on our top two advantages.
Let me ask you a real general question, and it's not because you haven't explained. I understand thoroughly the plan, the purpose of all of this. For somebody that may feel very seasoned, and I'm sure that is the case with many of your clients, why they're asking, well, why would I do that now? What would you say?
Well, here I've been in business for how many years and fell into this product. Yes, I know how to communicate. I'm a speaker. I'm out there in the public. This was 7 years ago. When I took this assessment, what it did was it made me realize how to use my communication better. How to, if you're working with somebody that has a team, it will help them to understand how their team communicates. I worked with a CEO not too long ago. They have several hundred employees. I worked with the top layer first of employees, so the C-suite.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely helped him to work better with some of his people that weren't producing like they needed. We also, in that same company, the gal who was VP of HR was retiring, and they needed to hire somebody. We used this tool to hire. And we hired this gal who, her archetype is called the rock star. Now, being the rock star, she is, just so you understand it, her top was passion. Now, an HR person needs to be passionate. And her second was innovation. So she really was able to come into this job, and she's been there now over a year doing a phenomenal job. So this is a great tool for hiring. When you're working with a team like he was, he didn't realize why he wasn't getting the best results from some of the people. Now with this communication tool, I was able to open that communication up and find out why certain things weren't happening.
You know, I see it as an excellent opportunity and a tool, particularly right now with what we've all been through with this pandemic, for people who suffered so greatly with their business endeavors, who are just, born of the entrepreneurial spirit, who even in spite of everything that's happened, they're just not ready to, do something different. So I see it as a very valuable tool for renew, for reinventing, for restoring, what you may have lost, and, taking an approach, particularly now. I mean, life is different, and I think maybe when you have been operating a business for quite a while, even maybe a little while, we're living in a day and time where innovative thinking has to play a major role in everything.
Absolutely.
You have to really think about how to bring your best, so that not that you'll always be the top. You can be the top, that's fantastic, but you certainly want to be in the race of those who are doing everything right and well, and helping others in whatever it is you're doing. So I see it as it being a very valuable tool to help people right now. I there are a lot of assessments out there, but I like the conciseness of this one. I like how you bring it out, particularly. As well as I do, Jean, because we've been in a zillion workshops where, they throw a lot of things at you, but a lot of times they really don't have the you know, the passion and the compassion and the depth that really kind of hits you where it needs to hit you. I've been in too many of those where, you know, it was just about the art of communication, you know, not the royalty of communicating in the way that you do, that you're really trying to deliver, transfer information that's going to land on us and help us to help ourselves be better and do better at what we're doing. So I love the conciseness of this. I really
if
do.
If we have someone that's looking for a job, and I have worked with so many people that are in that lane right now, I have been able to help them really be more precise with their bios. We identify the characteristics that make people more likely to respect you and listen to you and, you know, and help clients to remain loyal to you. This is one of the things we're looking for today. So it's been a great tool for me, and I am so pleased to work with so many people.
Well, and an additional perk in your case, too, is that you have so much business savvy to offer. You know, you know what to tell them when they ask questions beyond what's being explained in the assessment. You know what to tell them. You know, as you said in the beginning of our conversation, you said, you know, determination is what you do regardless of how bad things get. And sometimes
people
don't know how bad things can get when you're trying to do business, you know. So there are those little things that, you know, perks that, and maybe that's why they call them perks, because somebody, the right person shares that. It is a, you know, a thing that keeps you, can keeps you moving, because Gene told me don't give up just because it feels kind of crazy right now. So, it's a great thing. It's one of the reasons I do, you know, what I do with this show and try to bring people on that I know can truly give people takeaways about life and business, because this is what is needed. You know, it's not all sunshine and roses. I wish it was.
No,
but it certainly
is
not.
We need people like you who breathe belief into people. We, you know, when we believe in somebody and we know they have more to offer, you know, it's as I told a gal the other day, I said, come on, you are so smart. You've got so much to offer. Now go out there and do something that's going to make you sweat and glow. And she said, what? I said, think about it. What's going to make you sweat and glow? Don't do it the easy way. Pick up that phone. Call somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. Are they going to make you sweat and glow because you're afraid to get on the phone? You don't know what they'll say? Do it.
I love it. Well, you know, I think you're a gem. I think anybody that connects with you can't do anything, even in a two-minute conversation or 2 months of working with you. I think there's going to be something that they can take away that they can use in their tank of values for life. So thank you so much for this. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the product? You can do that now. And then I'd like for you to tell people about your books and your links and all of that, because you have so much more going.
You know, I'm one of these people that has to keep busy all the time. And this Fascinate product has been, it's been such a wonderful product to work with. And I'm a certified advisor. There's probably only 80 of us worldwide. But what I love about it is how I can take and use this product and then build the business strategy around it, or whatever tools people need. I have a business workbook that I don't usually sell or give it out to people, but take the tools out of there and give them to people for what they need to help them grow. It's this Fascinate product, I will say everybody that's taken it has felt that it's them when they get done taking it. So it's a good It's a good investment. I always say it's an investment in yourself. What are you going to do to invest in yourself?
Of course.
That you're going to get value from. And I really feel, and I would have never gotten involved or stayed involved with a product like this if I didn't feel that I could bring someone value. You may have a listener on here and she's lost her job and now she's looking for another job. This could be a key piece to help her writing her resume, really getting herself together. It could be a key piece. You own a small company and your employees aren't listening. We've raised sales because of this product. I can remember a company not too long ago, they were really struggling. We gave everybody this assessment. They're on fire right now. The communication has helped the team come together and raise the bar. So that's what we do with this product. And I love it. It's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Will you tell people about your books? And then you've got another one coming out next year.
Oh, sure. My last book was called Finding the Fortune, How to Strengthen Your Follow-Up Strategies and Close More Sales. Now, one of the things everybody needs to know that's listening today is I am the KISS principle. Keep it simple, sweetie. Everything that I do, I try and make it so we're not choking. We've got so much going on in our lives. I want to keep things simple. So this last book I wrote, Finding the Fortune, is 100 pages, so simple to read, but I interviewed several different people from around the country, and including Jack Canfield, who wrote a piece for me in the book. And it's simple stories asking you questions at the back end of the story about what you think. Well, where was a time that you came into this? I found follow-up, and I still do today, people do not follow up. They don't take the time. Everybody doesn't. And if you want to get to the next level and really not have to chase the business but catch it, follow up. That's, you know. And my first book that I wrote was Get Up, Get Dressed, Get Out the Door. And it was all about how to get unstuck from your usual routine and take your business to the next level. And it's all about networking and how to find different avenues to network in. Both of them have been done so well. Fortunately, they're in second editions. And the news book that I'm sitting here getting ready to hopefully roll out next year is called The Confidence Package. And, taking the fear out of what you need to do and move forward. And I'll be interviewing people from all over the world and hopefully come up with some stories. But we'll see. That's in the works right now.
So how would you like for people books. To reach out to you? How would you like for people to reach out to you, Jean?
My website, jeanconnects.com. You can go there and you can contact me. All my information is there. If you want to give me a call, I'm good at just leave a message. You know, we'll get back to you. The phone number is 413-222-7250. Or send me an email at jeanconnects@gmail.com. I will return your calls, emails, texts. I'm glad to help in any way I can.
Well, you've certainly been quite a help today, and I can't thank you enough. I can't say it enough how much I really do depend on guests to impart information that they can walk away from conversations like this and use or reach out to people who they know they can trust to help them achieve what they're trying to achieve in their successes. So I appreciate you so much, Jean. Thank you for taking the time. And is there any one thing you'd like to say before I let you go?
Well, one thing that I want to say is if you have not ordered Silver Ray's book, which I did, it hasn't come yet, take the time to order her new book, What is Faith? It's Faith Notes and Quotes to Encourage and Inspire, and we need to help each other. And when you help enough people get what they want, you will find what you need. So thank you so much.
Bless you. Bless you, Jean. Thank you so much. Again, I just truly appreciate your spirit for helping and your support as well. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again really, really, really soon. So you enjoy your day and you stay blessed and stay safe, okay?
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging in there with me on another show. I just so enjoy Lightweight for what I really feel. I just love, love, love being able to do this. And particularly, as I always say, with the purpose that I do, I really do care about what's happening with all of us as we try to take this journey through life. You know, there's hills, valleys, and twists and turns and ups and downs and all kinds of paths that we go through on it. And as Jean was just saying, we really do need to try to help each other as much as we can. So this is one of my little pieces of ways of doing that for you. So I hope that you will share and that you will continue to listen to see what's being said that might be something that will make a difference in your day or even in your life. So until we talk next time, I hope you have just the most amazing day. Be good, be blessed, be awesome, and you guys stay safe out there. Talk to you soon.